This is The Naked Scientist with Ben Valsler, Katrina Stewart and Will Hamilton. When we feel pain, it's usually our body's way of telling us something is wrong or has become damaged. Sadly, we can't say the same for our buildings, bridges and other important infrastructure. We have to monitor them ourselves to make sure they're in full working order. But now, there may be some ways in which bridges can tell us when something's wrong, as Mira and Dave found out.
For this week's Naked Engineering, Dave and I are 5 metres above the ground on a bridge that's not really bridging anything. About 20 metres long, covered in lots of boxes, but with no ends really on either side. There are just ladders down and we're in the middle of a laboratory site. Now, Dave, why are we here?
We're looking into measuring the health of structures. Now, for example, a biological structure like my arm, if I broke it, then I'll get an intense amount of pain and I'll know not to carry on doing the thing which is damaging it. But with something built like a bridge, there's no way of communicating when it's damaged. So small damage can build up and up and up until you could possibly have a catastrophic failure.
One project looking into then how we can predict when something catastrophic, say, may happen to a structure like a bridge, is the Structural Health Monitoring Project taking place at the National Physical Laboratory. And one of the lead scientists on this project is Eleanor Barton.
There are a few things which are very important when you try to assess the health or state of the structure. First of all, you need to know what you want to know about your structure, how you want to measure it, and what kind of sensors to use, and where to put the sensors to measure the quantities you want to measure.
You've actually got to understand your structure quite well before you can even think about measuring it.
We need to understand more and more how our structure behaves and how we can use it, particularly if we want to change its use or increase its use.
Well, this bridge that we're on here, it's quite typical of many of the bridges found in the UK that were built in, say, the 60s. So with a footbridge like this, what are some of the factors, as you mentioned, that you would want to sense for then?
We're looking at material degradation, which can be manifest itself in additional strain, and therefore we've got strain sensors to measure strain. When we modeled the structure, we identified the areas where we expect to have maximum strain under loading, and therefore we put the sensors in the square-like areas where you can see electrical resistance, fiber optic sensors and vibrating wire strain sensors. Where we are standing, we can see two sensing patches just on both sides of the column because the deck has the most strain when the bridge moves.
So these sensors are basically measuring the actual stretching of the concrete bridge itself. So they're glued in very tightly and they can measure tiny, tiny stretches.
Absolutely. The fiber optical sensors will measure strain because the optical fiber will be stretched and the frequency of fiber break grating will change depending how much that fiber stretched. The vibrating wire sensor, like a musical instrument when you play a guitar or a violin, the tighter you tight it, the different frequency you will hear. In exactly the same way, vibrating wire will tell us how much strain this bridge experiencing at that moment in time.
And what causes this strain? So what causes it to stretch or contract?
First of all, it is the usage of the bridge. When we walk along the bridge, when cars go across the bridge or trains. The other aspect is the environmental condition. When the temperature changes, the material properties of the concrete changes and it expands or contracts, experiencing compression or tensile strain.
So I guess this means you've got several different signals on top of each other. You've got the ones due to things loading, you've got the ones due to the environment and possibly ones due to damage, and you've got to somehow tease out the important data from them.
That is absolutely correct, and that is very, very difficult thing to achieve.
But an additional factor you mentioned that you look at is really just what's going on inside of the bridge, and that's by monitoring the acoustic.
If we want to look at deterioration of the bridge, not all deterioration can be visible on the surface. Some damage can occur inside the bridge, particularly a very common cause for deterioration is corrosion of the reinforcement of the bridge. Acoustic sensors allow us to record any change occurring within the structure.
So this is literally listening to the bridge. So, for example, if you had a twig and it was beginning to break, you'd hear sort of cracking noises. Would you hear something similar with the bridge?
Absolutely. When the damage occurs, the stress wave propagates through the material, and we can listen to it. Sometimes the frequencies are different from the frequencies we can pick up listening to it, and therefore we need the sensors of different frequencies to detect all the possible damage. The systems we are using on the bridge at the moment are passive acoustic sensors. They are attached permanently to the surface of the structure, and they are continuously listening to any events. And it is for us, scientists, to determine how to interpret the noise and how to interpret different signals.
So you've got quite a variety of sensors acting on this bridge here, but are you just now leaving them on here to see what naturally happens to this bridge and the concrete within it, or are you actually testing, say, particular loads or other factors that could damage it?
A unique aspect of our project is that although it is a real bridge of a typical construction, it is no longer in use, and that's why we subject it to accelerated damage and damage repair cycles to test how different systems respond to known level of damage. We introduce well-defined damage by removing concrete, cutting through the rebars, and we want to assess how different monitoring technologies detect various levels of damage and how we can interpret the signal and relate to the damage if the cause of damage is unknown.
So having monitored then all of this and knowing perhaps the effects of different traffic loads or what potentially earthquakes, what is it hoped then the applications would be? Is it the case where this whole group of sensors will be found on every bridge in the UK?
Certainly not. There are far too many bridges. But what would allow us to do is that we can rank the existing bridges and we can see what would be the optimal combination of sensors for different tasks. It is finding the right solution for any possible application in the future. And that is why our project is a collaborative project between more than 40 different companies and organizations to investigate how we can provide the reliable, safe infrastructure for the future generations at minimum cost and with maximum sustainability.
Mira Senthilingam and Dave Ansell speaking to Elena Barton at the National Physical Laboratory in Teddington.